This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Western Europe after meetings in London. The British royal family and prime minister spends the next 2 days commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event of World War II. The AP's Charles Della Desma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Trump said he's more likely than not to impose a new 5% tariff on import products from Mexico next week. Trump believes the tariffs may be an incentive for Mexico to curb Central American migrants from traveling through Mexico to reach the U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin sees the tariffs hurting American consumers and farmers.
There will be an impact on the price of goods coming back and forth between the United States and Mexico that is going to raise prices on consumers, it's going to cost American jobs, and frankly, it's going to hurt my farmers, to be very blunt with you, who have taken a beating already with this war with China over trade.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. The Democratic Republic of Congo is treating more than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus. The health ministry said just over 500 people have been cured of the virus. The ministry update says the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and a containment of the disease. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Sudan, pro-democracy activists rejected a plan by military leaders to hold elections within 9 months. Tensions in the streets of the capital, Khartoum, remained high a day after security forces stormed the activists' main protest site outside the defense ministry in central Khartoum, breaking up an 8-week-old sit-in, killing at least 35 people. The military has been in charge since forcing the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir from office in April. A spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is watching the situation with great and increasing concern. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee subpoenaed former aides of President Trump in the Russia probe, but the White House appears to be standing in the way of the aides cooperating with the committee. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his committee issued subpoenas for former White House aides Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson, but the White House has instructed them not to turn over any materials. Both women are mentioned frequently in the special counsel report, but White House counsel Pat Cipollone says they don't have the right to turn over those materials. He cites, in part, executive privilege. Congressman Nadler says Hicks agreed to provide some documents from the presidential campaign, and he says the president has no lawful basis for preventing the witnesses from cooperating. His committee holds a hearing next week on whether President Trump committed obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden announced his long-awaited plan to fight climate change if he wins the White House next year.
My plan calls for, it's a staggering number to use in a state like mine in Delaware, but $1.7 trillion investment over the next 10 years and to ensure that this country is 100% clean energy economy, net zero emissions by 2050.
Biden says the money to pay for his plan would come from repealing President Trump's corporate tax cuts and eliminating federal subsidies to oil and gas companies. Biden would offer tax incentives to help stimulate investment into green technology and reinvigorate blue-collar manufacturing jobs to take the place of lost fossil fuel industry jobs. News reports say the younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public for the first time in nearly 2 months amid questions about her status and whether she and other prominent officials had been purged. The report said Kim Yo-jung attended North Korea's mass games, which attracted political and military leaders on Monday. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.